can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. You can try the best you can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough.
Looks like the real thing. Tastes access. Music.
Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Hello, listeners. Hi. It's Archon UK here with another brand new episode of Radio Redux Live. Live this time from, where are we?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean specifically. What is this hotel somewhere?
LHD or something. Lexington
Downtown Hotel Aramaness thing. With bells on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm back in the USA. USA! 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 USA!
Right.
USA. And Kentucky, the bluegrass state. So I thought I'd put on some crazy sort of bluegrassy music to begin with. And that was Hard and Firm with a sort of a medley of Radiohead covers, so they called it Rodeohead, which is quite clever. And then after that, of course, we had the full version of Open Your Heart, the main theme from Sonic Adventure 2, which I'm going to be talking about today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. More of that in a second. As you hear, I'm not entirely alone. Perched on what is essentially a small table, legs crossed and with what appears to be a bit of toweling around her shoulders, like some sort of really weird robes. What is that? Is that the thing on the foot on the bed?
Yeah.
Is Echo Hawk. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, as I'm back in Kentucky, she's here. Of course, for those in the know, there's a very good reason why I'm bombed to Kentucky just to see this one in the first place. Mm-hmm. And there's some news on that front, isn't there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know what you want to tell them.
Nah. What's that thing on your finger?
You're going to make them go crazy. Save it for Facebook,
okay.
Earth heart, don't be
sorry. Oh no, a girl on SSR.
That's great.
What are you talking about, Earth heart? You're not broadcasting.
I saw that one coming.
I don't know if our characters are he or she. None may know if it's comings and goings of its boobs. Anyway, because the big news, which we were talking about, was that I came over here to ask somebody a question.
Oh.
Asked this girl of mine a question. She's now my fiance.
Yeah.
Because we're engaged.
Yeah.
She's actually very, very happy as opposed to what sounds like. But craziness, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, big grin on my face.
I'm smiling.
It's like, yay! Yay, Sonic-y wedding.
Oh my god, that does remind me. What were we saying about who's going to play for the band?
Somebody said, hello. Is that Blake going nuts now, probably?
Probably.
I imagine.
Yep.
Yeah, Blake claps. Thank you, Blake. Blake claps.
Yes.
But yeah. So let's.
Everyone.
The messages of congratulations start flooding in. Let's go through as usual. Who's listening in? T-Bird, I think, might be listening in. T-Bird's actually in Vancouver at the moment, which is why there was no tea time earlier today. Obviously, I'm in a different continent as well, so I just try harder, clearly, to do shows. I joke, of course. So he's listening in. We've got Blake Draco listening in, as we know. Then we've got from bottom to top, as is tradition. Vija Alpha, Twin B, Turbo, Staff, Sparks, Ringtail Fox, Risen SD, Prlag. Frozen, Mezes, Kiddo, Iceman, Edgar, Jabblesoft, Flyboy, oh sorry, Flyfox I should say, D'Artagnan, AUKNDH, SSR, I don't know who they are, they should probably be banned.
Yeah.
Iceman, banned. There's some kind of strike against them. Rolkin Oak, Rory Flyby, MK, LSNK, Birdie Joshua, and Making Your Life Worth Living. Chanbot. Do the funky Chanbot now. Yep. Break it down now. Chanbot. Concord just entered and so is Joe Forever. You're a bit slow. A bit slow. But yes, thanks to those people who just PM'd me. PM'd me, I should say PM'd us. Congratulations, Mission. That's very kind of you indeed. And yes, we do actually have to update. We have to do that amazing thing of updating Facebook. Is Joe Forever's birthday then today? Is it Joe Forever's birthday? If it's just a Joe Forever now Pipeline 18. So, yeah, congratulations if it is your birthday, Joe Forever. But that was it, really. It's my birthday.
Yay!
It is his birthday. Yay! Everybody now, all together after three.
Yesterday. No, wait. He corrected himself.
Yesterday.
Oh.
So you, what? Well, so you're 18 and 1/365th.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Anyway, I was gonna.
364.
I'm just, Concorde's moving at a different speed. But if you're Concorde, surely you should be moving at the speed of sound and should be quicker than everyone else. Unless your tires explode than your
Concorde Concorde
grate,
maybe.
Rather than a Concorde jet. Concordance. I need to look at the Concordance. The Sonic Rex Concordance is actually this big massive book that writes itself.
Really?
Tells me everything what to do, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. We need a cake with the stripper for Joe Ferrero. Yeah, we left that with Urfarm, we haven't seen it since. Neither the cake nor the stripper. I've got a terrible feeling that Turbo mini game. Sorry, your birthday gets beaten by AUK proposal to Echo Hawk. Yeah, a bigger cake. A bigger cake with blackjack and hookers. Nice. Anyway, the point of today's show, other than being in the US and being, you know, way fantastic, there's been lots of debate at the moment. There's always debate in the Sonic community. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes, you know, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And one of the things that keeps being mentioned at the moment is Sonic Adventure. Now, everyone, it seems, holds Sonic Adventure up on this, you know, this pedestal as being this, you know, this last time everything was so good. It was so good. I don't agree. I really do not agree. So what I'm asking today, and thank you to T-Bird, New Parent News travels fast, thank you very much indeed. There's always debate in Parliament too, yeah, supposedly. Basically I don't agree. So we're going to have a bit of a discussion. I've asked people to sort of email into me their opinions and leave their opinions in the forum. I'd like you to PM me your opinions on Sonic Adventure as well. Now there are several reasons why I don't think Earth of Biggs Fishing was the best gameplay mechanic ever.
It was unique, but I wouldn't.
It was unique, well, which came out. Well, no, it wasn't unique, because Ocarina of Time came out first, didn't it?
Sonic. No, actually, it's different than Ocarina of Time. I've played the fishing part too much.
It's still fishing.
I know, but you actually, like, went underwater. Never mind. You know, I'm not going to go into details of how I actually spent hours.
Don't particularly. I think Earthfall was joking, guys. He wasn't being serious. But anyway, so my standpoint is that the game wasn't that much fun for a start thing. I think actually quite a lot of people had this thing about it because it was like, you know, out with the Dreamcast, and everyone's got this, you know, this big whole thing about the Dreamcast,
well,
and it was like the best thing ever.
The Dreamcast and
yeah, but I'm talking from the beginning. Therefore, it was like, yes, it was a launch title for this, and it was all woo. Yeah, I'm starting to get messages from Facebook now. This is, yeah, but I've heard says no buts.
Don't tell me somebody else enjoyed it.
Yeah, so my point is that it wasn't that much fun, really. I mean, the Sonic levels weren't that amazing. You only played as Sonic for what, a sixth of the game plus the end story.
Right.
So that brought in all the... So Sonic Adventure is at fault for bringing in all the whole playing as other characters throughout, and not just Sonic, really, to such a state. Yeah, Avija says Emerald Coast was good. I wonder why Avija says Emerald Coast was good. I wonder why. I think there's a hidden agenda there from Avija myself. So you're playing as all those characters. You know that it started the whole thing of bringing new characters, bringing all lots of new characters. Because I mean, you had Gamma
and Beta. Technically, he was.
Well, yeah. So you got a whole slew of new characters. So it started that. It also started the Rocky soundtrack, which everyone has a big deal over.
Mm-hmm.
And it really started the hubs. And it really started the hub levels and doing stuff there. So bear in mind all these... So bear in mind all these faults. These sort of generic faults that fans say about, you know, Sonic games. Sonic games nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I really cannot see... Also, missions... Really, really bad missions.
Yes.
Oh, look. Go fetch that burger man and put him somewhere else to scare someone. Look. Go to this place, but only with very, very vague details on where it is you're supposed to go. Well, isn't this the crash engine can echo Hawk on your engagement? However, you are very wrong on Sonic Adventure. In my opinion, the Sonic part of SA was awesome from start to finish. But my point is that the Sonic part of SA was you know, 1/6 of it.
Yeah, that was the whole game.
People complain now about, you know, Werehog being, you know, on certainly on the 360 one, you know, only half the game. Bloody hell, you know, 1998-99, you had a 6.
Yeah.
And yet for some reason people are going, oh, it was a fantastic game. Oh, back in my day, yeah, it was all very good. Sonic used to be real Sonic, and he was fast. Well, he wasn't really fast either, was he? Anyway, so I'm not talking about the levels at all, just gameplay in general. Wasn't that fun. Alright, so I would like you to PM me your opinions on Sonic. People, I expect a lot of people to disagree with me. In fact, I expect the majority, if not everyone, to disagree with me. I just don't think Adventure is that good a game. It shouldn't be held on the pedestal that it is, considering what it's responsible for. In if you look at all the current sort of fussness. Resident SD saying, it might only ever take 3 hours to complete, but it's a fantastic three hours.
It did not take me 3 hours, and the last level of the Sonic level campaign, there was just, I kept dying right at the end. It really made me upset. That seems to be my theme in life. Go on.
Anyway, so this is my whole thing at the moment, if you hadn't gathered, is just the inaccuracy and the almost hypocriticalness, to be honest, of fans.
I find anything to bitch about, but in truth, you know, it's been different. It's just the series has developed in its own way.
It's just started to really grate with me that people saying, you know, it should be more like this, where this is responsible for and contains basically all the foibles you're criticising for the new one. Yeah, if not probably worse. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so I would like you to text me. If you've got my number, please do text me. It might cost you more money because I'm in the States. So PM me your experiences with Sonic Adventure. All I want to know is your things, your stories, good, bad,
why?
Good, bad, whatever.
Why do you want to know it?
Because this is my thing today. We're going to have a debate about whether or not we're going to have a moderately serious Radio Redux show. I know that that entire concept seems ludicrous.
Well,
but
it goes against itself.
Yes, I know. Are we having our first argument? I just got here. I kid. I'm always right. There's. So. I say, I want you to PM me, as I said, your experiences, what you thought of the game, any wondrous things that you've, any wondrous moments of the game, and basically, if you love it, tell me why you love it. If you hate it, tell me why you hate it, and what have you, okay? Unsurprisingly, music's going to be all adventure themed today because it kind of makes sense that way. Now, somebody, what should we have? We'll have General Offensive as a nice piece of music. We're going to have a break now. And then we're going to have.
I'm not going to have something like Tikal.
Well, anything with Tikal, and it's Fiend of Tikal.
Exactly.
I'm going to have Tricky Maze for Lost World as though. So those two pieces of music now. I'm going to let you start getting those in. We've got stuff from Earthheart, Vija, Concord, and I've got the Inferial Online Forum thread ready and willing to go. And I've got questions on there as well. Mm-hmm. So I think we should have some questions and answers some questions, some Q&A UK later on. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Sure.
Yes.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Sure?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's have some music. Coming up first, it's Tricky Maze. Okay, guys, see you in about 5-6 minutes. We'll be right back. And we're back. We put another track on the end there, Danger Chased by a Rock. Because, you know, danger, danger, high rockage. The way you rock and the way you still remain a rock. Gathering moss, unless you're a Rolling Stone.
Oh.
Because Rolling Stones gather no moss. So, yeah. And we're back, and there's a massive amount of activity in the chat room, and I honestly can't remember the last time I said that. But there is! There's a massive amount of...
Even better yet, I must say, like, listening to T's shows, this is actually pertaining to the show, too, which is even more amazing, you know.
Okay, yeah. Let's have a look.
Set us up the bomb.
Let's see, let's say two, in fairness, The problem is the sun in the middle thing to unlock new levels. Resident Steve, not the Hulk's large quantity, you're blinded by biasness. Tricky Maze, excellent choice. I'm glad you agreed, Resident ST. Well, I think somebody said Tricky Maze earlier, and I recall that track, and it's a nice track. I know. Let's see. Classic music. Had to hunt for unlockables on a level just to get more missions. Retarded. To be honest, you don't have to hunt. I mean, a lot of them, you will have that amount of medals by the time you get around to that anyway. And I mean, a lot of them are easy to see. It's a question of whether you're not, you sort of get
you
them.
You can't actually speed through the entire game in 2 seconds. I can't give them that much. They actually want you to play the game.
I don't see it again. I did feedback to Sonic Team on that. And basically said, you know, wasn't that popular. Mm-hmm. P.S. More Wentos, please. And puzzles using Sonic, Railgun and Sonic, a nice touch. Wii version eventually, blah 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 blah. Lots of talk about Unleashed, actually. Yes, congratulations to Earthfart, because he managed to get the 1,000 gamer score. He did the entire lot on Unleashed 360. So, congrats to him. And, what's going on? A certain presentation that drags the game down for me. Let's just say there was an awful lot of stuff they had to fit on that disc. do chips in the voice with a ridiculous inaccurate English representation ever? How can you have an English voice that is not a ridiculous, that is an inaccurate English representation?
Exactly.
If you're talking English
versus Japanese.
How is that? I don't get that in the slightest. Well, there is an SD system where Tricky Maze is one of my favourite SA tracks. Cool. Yes, this voice actor talk. Enough of that, quite frankly. Earthfart says, prior to Dredd. he says Adventure is completely linear. It's also completely Lineker, which is obviously pertaining to the infamous appearance in Virtual Striker, whatever it is. Since you can draw all the paths in 2D, also says Sonic X Japanese Gamma Seed is much more emotional since Amy sees him die.
Yes, that's true. They changed a lot between the American and the Japanese version.
Yeah.
Only because
there's no swearing in the American version.
Well, even worse yet is just a lot of the stuff.
Alex,
it's a kid show for the kids, little kids.
Alex from Red Hedgehog, who did the Suffering Doom set of show and all the other stuff, posted me a link the other day to the French version of Sonic X, and more specifically the scene with the Sonic battle.
Mm-hmm.
Thing and where it goes to Knuckles versus Rouge. It's bad.
What does bad mean? Bad
is the way it goes. Is highly suggestive.
Woo-hoo!
especially the the grunts and moans in French. So the French grunts and moans. I mean, they are. It does sound like we are going at it hammer and tongs, but not in a punchy way. In fact, even the commentary very much sounds like, you know, has... I mean, there's one point where it sounds like Rouge goes like, "Have you finished yet?" And Knuckles just goes, it's just so wrong! So wrong! Vija says, "Can I petition for Azure Blue World to be played?" Yes, you certainly can. In fact, I will cue that up now for the next music break. How about that? Oops. Azure Blue World. There we go. Yoink. 4 minutes 13 worth of that to be played. Vija says, "I enjoyed SA1 except for the fishing." I can see where you're coming from, except I think people view SA1 as better because it was the first time they did anything like it, and so people were blinded by the novelty of
it. That's very true.
I agree with that.
But you still have to kind of move on, guys.
Yeah.
Grow up a little.
It's okay. Why can't you do it like SA1?
Oh.
Why haven't you done Shenmue 3? Why... Why isn't there a Dreamcast 2? Why are you continuing to ask these questions?
Yeah.
Concord says, "Is it okay to ask a question about Sonic Adventure as well?" Of course it is, to both of you.
Yep.
My question is, what's your opinion on the A-Life system that Sonic Adventure introduced? The A-Life system that Sonic Adventure introduced. It didn't introduce it.
Well, into the series, maybe?
Yeah, it didn't. The A-Life system was from... Knights, as I recall.
I think so, yeah.
Because it was the Knighto, the, it's one of these, again, these links to Knights, the series, but Knights into Dreams introduced the A-Life system, as far as I'm aware. Or so certainly the system that was used for the Knightopians, which was very similar to the Chao, then was sort of implemented within the Sonic series as the Chao system. So, NFR's saying something.
What?
It is not the same reason Ocarina of Time is still considered one of the best games of all time. What, the French? The French translation, where it sounds like they're having relations? Yes, Joe Forever agrees with me. The A-Life is from Knights into Dreams. It is not from Sonic Adventure. So you can't even say yes. And yes, exactly. Joe Forever even put Knights correctly. As he should. As any Sega fan should know. They should be able to do that perfectly fine.
I never got to play that game.
Just like Sonic in English as a whole. Anyone wants some chocolate? Is this chocolate chip chocolate? As I said before, it's quite clear that if Amy has access to Hammer Space, Chip has access to Chocolate Space, and frankly, I think we'd all quite like access to chocolate space. If reach around in thin air and just pull out some chocolate and go, "Chocolate!" Fox says, "Why do people consider SA1 the best game as the same as Ocarina of Time?" I see what you mean. Anyone else? I'm going to go through the thread now on Ethereal Online. quick detour onto what the hell was that? Random Radio's next. In terms of entries for the Rex Factor, so we've now got you and Erfart are gonna sing.
We're not sure yet.
You're not sure yet.
We can't figure out anything to sing yet, so we're in trouble.
I suggested something.
You did? Oh, hold on.
Just a tick, guys. Back in a minute. The room service here. I'm going to pull on some music. Pull on Azure Blue World. Back in a second. and that is the new Scottish national anthem, as chosen by President Turbo the First. Long live him and his magnificent Scottish appendage.
Oh my god.
Yeah, everyone's missed the, announcement. Anyway. I'm not going to tell him about the announcement. He should get to my show on time.
That's true.
Sorry about that, guys. The room service / maid, you know,
yeah,
make a bed type people came around, knocked on the door very sheepishly, and just sort of went, "Do you want stuff? Do you want room clean?" The answer was, "Well, no. We're doing a radio show. Stafu."
Ow.
Echo went off to deal with, and the result was we gained two towels.
Hey, we needed towels.
So, I was going to talk about Rex Factor, wasn't I? I like the fact that I type in Rex Factor in Google, the first result is the SSMV going Rex Factor results hacks ? It's like, yeah, whatever you think, it's normally wrong. I'm trying to think who's the actual entries. Of course, you need to get your entries in very, very soon. you have until the 18th, I think I said, of December to get your entries in. There is a very, very special judge.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I announce who the judge is
for
the All-Stars?
No. It's not me, anyway.
No, it's not you. The fourth judge, I spoke to them the other day, and they were most certainly interested. By looking at things, so we've got Elise Bellatrix and SMX. Dark Speed has entered with Rory Black.
Oh, yeah. Does that count as people who work in two different things?
What's he done?
Love at first sight between her
eyes.
Oh my god, what did they do?
Like,
I wonder who played the woman. That's all I have to ask.
I don't know. As usual, it was like Dark Speed's had about 8 billion entries.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to introduce the Elson rule next year. In the Elson Dark Speed is limited to one entry or less. Because what Sonic track should be a national anthem?
Mm.
Resident SD says. I know full well what the Sega anthem should be. As I'm trying to hunt for it. It's not here, it's not here, it's not here. Why is it not here? So we got Rory and KTUOS. I know I've been saying KTUOS for ages, but apparently it's KTUOS. Has entered that. It's in uploadables, I hope. Uploadables, music. Bum 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 bum. This is quite clearly what the anthem of Sega should be.
遊ばぬ奴らには体で 覚えさせるぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ四郎。テニスやカラオ。
Yes, that should be quite easily what the Sega anthem should be, without question. In fact, I think we should have that at the beginning of every single game. I said to Rory the other day that we should actually raise the flag at SOS 09, the Sega flag, and actually, whilst we raise the flag, we should actually have that in the background and get get everyone to sing that as the international anthem of Sega.
That's true.
But see, I'm really up for that actually going on.
Yeah, I know.
Echo says, Echo says, Earthheart says to you, if you are happy, I'll get something ready with Super Sonic
Racing. I told him to already. I don't know why he thinks
that's
this
a positive. I still think you should have done Back in Time, but that's just me.
I don't.
Back in time.
That's not my favorite.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're just doing whatever.
Yes, I don't have to demonstrate it.
No, silly.
I know. I often have to ask myself, what am I doing here? So, yeah, so I thought you should do that myself, but that's just me.
Well, that's not
good. Let's see, I've lost me Windows now.
Okay.
Earthheart is busy, it works.
Well, either way, when he gets it in, I'll take it into and do what I can.
That's Tuesday, I think. Do you have the song Tails and Sonic? Of course I have. I'll leave it at that, actually.
Actually, it's 3:10 already.
Yikes. Is it live on 14? That's gonna be interesting,
I can't believe you put that in your signature. I thought you put it in mine.
Nah. Chaotic says, goddamn that part with the whale chaser, you like always fell off the wooden wall
because
Sonic never hits the boost. Screw you, design team.
No, he just fails. I've never had a problem with that, and I didn't even know what the hell
I remember
was doing.
I remember Violet has had many problems with that as well.
Don't touch it when it's doing automatic things. Just never touch it. Just let it do
never
it.
Yeah, but it's...
I know, it ruins the awesomeness of it.
Ruining the awesomeness of it. Taliku says, I love the part in Emerald Coast where the orca was chasing you and the boulder chasing Lost World. What? Would that be when you're chased by a rock? Raboshi says, I remember the sea part in the old temple with the slow water rising. You had to jump on the dragon slash snake thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was a pain to do thanks to a bad collision detection.
What? I never had these kind of
problems. I didn't have the collision detection, but it was just difficult to judge where you were.
No, I know.
When you were on the snake. Mm-hmm. Just a slight problem. SA2 was best due to fewer glitches and a better story, but I wonder why AK watched destroy SA's reputation. It's the only game with a strong appearance of Tikal. Yes, Tikal. Just because Tikal's in it, it doesn't save it for me. It still has the problem of points, and Tikal is in fact a problem, the in point, because she's again one of those new characters.
Mm. Which never appears again in any of the stories thus far. Except for as a SA2 appearance for the battle mode.
And she was also in Pinball Party.
Oh god, I don't count that much.
I don't give it a lot of points.
I was astonished, actually, bearing in mind everything was going on, no real mention of her was made in Chronicles. They said Patchmac. I don't think they really said T'Kal, which if they did was a massive fail on their part, considering it's kind of T'Kal's kind of, well, that whole situation was, you know, solved by T'Kal.
Yeah.
She was the one who actually saved the day.
Yep.
So that was bizarre. Another question: am I the only one who enjoyed both the Walker and the Emerald hunting in SO2? I enjoyed both of them. I really did.
I didn't like the Walker part as much, I'll be frank.
I prefer the Eggman ones than the Tails ones, because the Eggman ones just blow the crap out of everything.
Yeah, pretty much. It just blows it, but there you go.
And you did have to be very, very clever in how you did it as well, with the Walker ones. I mean, in order to get the maximum amount of lock-ons whilst avoiding any incoming missiles or anything.
And also not running out of your laser beam, because you can't...
Yeah, exactly, because the laser beam only has a certain amount of time as well. So I thought those worked very well. Joiner of Slate Fan says, you're not the only one, Roboshi, I had my fair share of enjoyment as well. Going through the story... Oh, yes, that's another thing. SA Sonic Adventure was the first one to have one of those really, really... important stories that went through the game as well. Those stories that, you know, we don't need, but we should, you know, concentrate on Sonic Adventure. So we should make all games like Sonic Adventure, you know,
yeah.
Ignoring the fact that it would be exactly what you didn't want nowadays. Going through the story in the adventure is something new at the time. For the very first time was fun but annoying, because I couldn't find the damn ice stone. Yeah, the ice stone. Was that the one that was that Cream drops in Adventure DX?
No,
is that the ice one?
I that's probably what the case is, and it sounds something familiar, but
it's down a back alley.
Again, must not have been too hard for me.
I must have spent 20 minutes looking for the thing in Station Square, yeah. Not to mention, I tried playing through without T'Kal's assistance. Ooh, ow. Then came Amy's part of the story. I don't remember her being that slow ever.
She does it so slow. It was very... It definitely made you scared for her, though, because you're sitting there running around just hoping...
Ha!
Ha! That damn thing doesn't kill you. There was a few...
Ha! That's all she did. The entire thing.
Hey, ha! She kicked that robot's ass.
Well, not really.
Yes, she did.
She kicked the robot's to the point where she had to keep running away from it.
No, she eventually, in the end, did have to face off and destroy it.
But Zero came back. Zero reappears in Shuffle or something. Zero?
That wouldn't be a reappearance.
Somebody remind me where Zero appears again in another game, and again chases
SA2, along with T'Kal and so on and so forth. I think
no, Zero doesn't.
In SA2B? Yeah, he's one of the other people you can use for the treasure hunting thing. T'Kal and...
No, you're thinking Chaos Zero. I'm talking about Zero, the robot.
Zero.
The green robot. The one that's chasing...
I think he might have been in, like, Pinball or one of those off...
Somebody in the chat room confirmed to me where
Zero
reappeared. I think it might be Shuffle. But you know...
No, it wasn't in Shuffle. No.
Mega comes back in Shuffle.
Who?
Sorry, Gamma comes back in Shuffle.
Yeah.
fishing is great too, going back to what Jordan said, but I never really got the hang of it.
Y'all suck at this game.
Dotgun says, the first time I simply got to watch the game at a friend's house. It was totally amazing, though I never really got to play. We couldn't save because the Dreamcast memory card was full. By the time I convinced him to let me play, due to the patience and puzzle solving skills, I was so out of practice, I practically destroyed the already meager stock count.
There you go.
Umiyuri says, Amy's story screws me over every time, but I'll keep going until I get all of the ending photos saved on my laptop. I know I can get them all off the internet, but there's something to be said about working for your prize.
That's true.
I like posts like that.
Yeah, except you still, again, don't get the... It's a different kind of... This is like an EP reward rather than an actual...
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. That's a image working now.
Yeah, so...
That's pretty cool. So that's that thread done now. I hated Sonic's movement.
Oh my god.
But I only owned the that was just. It might as well just be on a hinge and just been going backwards and forwards in perpetual motion.
It wasn't.
There was nothing. There was nothing there. Nothing there at all.
But they made it gradually better.
Apparently, I thought it's Sonic Advance 2.
You think? Yeah, that might explain it. I know he wasn't a sprite. There was a sprite made of him. That's much I know. You're talking about the fishing. Everybody talk about the fishing.
It's all about the fishing.
I beat the crap out of fishing. That tends to be... My brother laughs at me, though, because I beat it in Ocarina of Time. I beat it in all the Zelda games. I beat it in, like, every possible fishing game I beat for some reason. That's... Yeah, never mind. Except for World of Warcraft, but that's even so. It's fishing within...
You can't really beat World of Warcraft, really. It's sort of work.
You could get the max point value. That's possible. I could go to 450 talent, but... I don't really want to.
In your home, you beat World of Warcraft, but in reality, World of Warcraft beats you!
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Couldn't go through a show without mentioning it, so there you go.
Sucks. Anyway, so if, going back to the previous thing, if you want to enter for the Rex Factor, get off your arse and start saying, "Are you Sonic fan enough?" That's my new strap line that I came up with the other day. Are you Sonic fan enough?
Nice.
Or are you one of these mediocre Sonic fans who do, you know, small-time websites? small-time websites and then do score reviews on Kikizo. Yes, it's a, again, that was the thing I was sort of saying on Rex the other day, guys. If you wanted to know, if you wanted a score, a Sonic Stadium score, if you're one of these people that, as opposed to thumbs up, thumbs down, actually want to score, the Sonic Stadium score is 7 out of 10. This is the simple fact that Sven did a review of it for Kikizo and gave it 7 out of 10 on there. So he's perfectly capable of giving it a score, and that's what it is. so in case you're one of those people, you know, who really wanted to know.
Because numbers mean everything.
Because numbers mean absolutely everything to you. Going back to the chat, Joe Grover says that he is fair enough and D'Artagnan is fair enough. Then enter the damn contest.
Now, this is like a weird uprising. Yeah. Now.
I think what I'll do. Okay, because SD says that SD is not.
That's okay.
SSD is not.
I might not fan enough because of complications.
at this point, I pull out my violin and do the sad sort of the sad music from Sonic 06. That's Knights again. Oh, I'm getting confused. I now do the journey. Yeah, I do the Journey of Dreams duet violin piece. How sad it is. There we go.
World's tiniest violin.
The world's tiniest Sonic violin. Earthar says, "I are big gun enough."
Interesting.
I didn't want to know about your big gun, Earthar. Nobody does. Apparently you got a big gun and boobs. This is rather disturbing.
Rude.
That's okay. You must beat Sega Bass Fishing for you to be awesome.
I could.
That's a challenge.
All right, I'll do it later. But you.
Oh yeah, you'll do it later. Yeah. Actually, I do have a copy of Sega Bass Fishing back home.
What is it on? I have to.
Dreamcast.
That's why I
own a sealed copy. A sealed Dreamcast copy.
But do you have Dreamcast for me to play on?
No.
See, I can't beat it until...
But hey, the fact that I own a sealed copy of Sega Bass Fishing...
You know how long it's going to stay sealed once you get a Dreamcast?
Wear boobs, he says. It doesn't matter. Arcade version.
I don't even know what these.
Yes, there is, because there's an arcade version of Sega Bass Fishing at
GameWorks. Oh, okay. So I'll have to go beat it then. Okay, Kev as my witness.
We can use my camera.
That too. Yeah.
Arcane is retracting fishing line.
Yeah, we got that. We know where it is.
So what I'll do is, I'll take my camera, and we'll film you.
Oh boy.
Doing this.
Oh god.
How about
that'd be fun.
But as an extra incentive,
okay,
the winner of the All Stars contest. Well, maybe not the All Stars contest, actually.
Well, it would make sense to do that.
No, the winner of the All Comers contest.
Okay.
The winner of both, then, let's say that, will get a Sega goodie bag from me. How about that?
And they don't come
extra,
small.
extra juiciness Sega goodie bag
for both combatants.
For both All Stars and All Comers. That decision is made now. It is final.
Yeah, and the loser.
And the loser. The loser still has to do the forfeit.
Which we have to decide.
Is probably going to be DK Rap again.
Again, just to make Sven do it again.
No, Sven's judge, remember? Sven's,
that's true.
Sven, Dreadnoks,
he can't lose.
Dreadnoks didn't want to lose again. So he wants to become a judge. And by doing that, he fails anyway.
Yeah, that's why he's such a wuss. He knows he sucks. He has to turn around and just escape.
Yeah, Joe Forever's now happy. Oh, and obviously that's no limit on where you live at all.
No,
like
not at all. It has to follow the rules that it has to be a duet.
Well, if it's an all-comer, you have to be a duet.
But it doesn't matter as long as...
All-comers can be anything at all.
Okay. And as far as the All-Stars, they need to... You'll get more points based on how different
all
come, people...
All comers will get... Okay. Bear in mind that... unless you're somebody who's, you know, one of the sort of lesser All-Stars, if you like.
Oh.
It's the all-comers will get a much bigger goodie pack.
Right.
Because they deserve it.
Right.
Because they... because they're not the not you know they're not the the faces, if you like, of the thing. They're the foot soldiers.
Right.
Face, foot.
330.
Whoop de whoop de shoop, whatever it is.
Shoop de whoop.
Shoop de whoop.
Ah, don't ask. I got a few friends who'd laugh at me for doing that, but there you go. Anyway, probably 330. Looking
at the time. Yeah. It might end up by just collaborate just everyone into one big massive thing, because it's gonna be a bit weird. Earth Arts just give me a fantastic idea. Actually, I'll tell you Earth Arts what I was thinking of doing.
Oh, lordy. Yeah.
That's just the Earth Art, that message. That's what I was thinking of maybe getting to be, which is something a lot shorter, but so I might marry it up with something
plus
else.
That would be even more insulting considering you are
doing it
as a Sonic community.
Oh, that was T's idea, apparently.
Oh.
Well. Pass that on to T and say that was my suggestion. Pass on my suggestion to T of what it could be. In fact, the one that I've just told you is going to be the forfeit at for whoever so wishes to enter the Summer of Sonic Rex Factor, because everyone seems to want to do one except me, and as it was my decision whether or not we did one, I said no.
Well, it was the first time doing it.
Yeah, and that would be a bit overkill. But people love wanting to sing, so there's going to be one next time.
Alive,
and there will
wow.
Earth says, what am I, your messenger? yes, bitch, get used to it. Alright, does anybody have...
Class
as All-Star in my eyes. no, actually, Turbo, I'm afraid you probably wouldn't.
Oh, that's sad.
You're kind of borderline, man. It's,
That was
a shame. It's a shame, actually, because, well, Lewis won't enter now. I prefer the Yoda instant. Yoda Gate. Earth Art says SOS Rex.
You guys are so loving.
SOS Rex Factor, yes. The SOS Factor. Summer Sonic Stars in my eyes.
Well, I have one question.
Yeah,
this will probably be important. Because if you're just kind of a regular Joe, but you pair up with an All-Stars previous...
If you pair up with an All-Stars, you become... You are then classified in the All-Stars.
Oh, all right.
So, if you were, say... if you were, say, you know, Roy Black.
Mm-hmm.
If you paired up with Roy, say if just picking somebody out of the forum here Kiddo. So Kiddo, who's in the chat at the moment, which is no boss against Kiddo at all. But say if Kiddo paired up with Roy Black, that Kiddo would be that song would be entered into the All Stars because it is an All Star.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love the fact that the two who tied in last year's one are tied in the all comers last year are pairing up this year. The fact that they've paired up together, and of course because you win the all comers, you go into the all stars from then on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they've done that, that just made me so happy.
It's going to be good.
We've been on quite a long show actually.
Yeah.
Why would I want to kiss Gamma's theme? That makes no sense at all. Unless you wanted me to play Gamma's theme, which I think we could do. Did anyone else have some suggestions? We've got Concord with Tails and Sonic, but I'm not going to play Tails and Sonic because it's not. Adventure. Gamma's theme is not really called Gamma's theme, isn't it? It's just called... where is it? Well, I was talking about Zero earlier, so I have Zero the Chase Master.
Which he fails at.
And, that was it, theme of E102. Why, there we go. Well, I should say, because it doesn't have to say Gamma. So we'll have those to play us out, I think. Because it's time to end the show, more or less. Perfect. Oh, Concord's Perfect Chaos Revival. Okay, we'll play that as well.
That's it. I can't keep going.
That's a lot of music then to play out on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Chaos Revival.
Roar.
Well, actually, we'll have that as our last song.
About
that. That's appropriate. So that's a nice sort of eight minutes worth of music to play out.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, he.
Oh, I love you, Earth, really.
No, you don't.
I do, you're a fantastic friend. yes, Gamma. Yeah, Gamma's theme is bloody cool.
I actually can't tell you that I really knew.
You can't remember Gamma's theme? Oh, yeah, we'll have that as the last one, because those are short stuff, so we'll have Gamma's theme as the last one. It's going to be Zero the Chase Master, Perfect Chaos Survival, and Theme of E102 Gamma. Certainly there's... I wanted to go through the questions, didn't I?
No,
I need to go through these questions. I'm sorry. Questions and answers, answers and questions from Q&A UK very, very quickly. SX7 says, 1-2 is Freddy coming for you, 3-4, no one gives a damn. question two is, should I post more?
More.
And the answer is yes. Yes, by all means. Who would win? Question three is: who would win in an ultimate fight to death with Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, Chucky, Michael Myers, and Jigsaw?
Jigsaw would probably trick them all into killing each other. So
yeah. Well, Jigsaw wouldn't turn up.
Exactly.
It would turn out that he was the organizer of the ultimate fight in the first place, and they're actually standing in a massive, like, massive spiked jaws. The entire room was hinged on the middle or something, and they'd all go smash.
Whee.
So you think Jigsaw and I think Jigsaw?
Yeah.
So we both think Jigsaw.
I like his movies better anyway.
Join us, Sonic fans, actually has a non so magnificent seven. if Silver's an M&S at the Olympics, wouldn't he be in table tennis stuff? This is from previous ones. Both showed he was in M&S at the Olympics. I think originally Silver was possibly going to be, to the point that they probably had a place for him in the code. Not overly sure on that. So they wasn't even due to the versions or anything, saying he was probably, but then he didn't end up being. If your Pikachu turned into Crystal, would you sell him slash her on eBay? If so, how much for? Would it be enough to buy round trip tickets to Angel Island? I don't know is the answer. Yeah, we probably would sell it on eBay. Echo, what do you think?
What?
If it, what are you doing?
What does it matter? Do the show.
I'm trying to. I was asking you a question. If your Pikachu turned into Crystal, would you sell him slash her on eBay? If so, how much for him would it be enough to buy round trip tickets to Angel Island?
Yes, I would sell it probably for $1 million. Why would you buy a round trip ticket? You just go one way. Oh yeah. Don't ask. Never ask.
Is the jug? I've answered this. I've answered this question before. Is the Juggernaut as unstoppable as he claims?
Maybe not.
I don't know. Why don't you go up to him and ask him? And then what's left of you can tell me back the answer. If given the chance, would you show Captain Falcon your moves?
No. Oh my god.
I would if it... You know, I've answered these questions before.
Get on with it.
Which is fail on Blake's part then, because he should be...
He should be
erasing these questions.
Oh,
Blake. Yeah, that's... Yeah, these are your things. But I would... Show me your moves!
No. Only in private places.
I'm dumping out of that. Again, would you translate what Zombie Dave said? I really should translate what Zombie Dave said eventually. That's old. That's a song request and therefore in the wrong thread. Dark Flame.
Oh.
Post spammer extraordinaire.
Hi.
Says, how long have you been a fan of Sonic? Probably. Well, I sort of was and then went away and then came back. So you, from at least in modern times, from about.
So
2001.
When it came out, but you didn't really know much.
It's a 2001 time, really. And what is your favourite Radio Redux episode? What's yours? Can you remember any? Echo. This is going to be a good thing for our relationship. You couldn't remember any of my blogs earlier. So that ring could easily be taken back.
Okay. My favourite show. I'm trying to think, because now you put me on the spot, and that's a lot of you talking to retain.
You mean you don't hang on my every word?
I do, but then I drop it.
Salt.
Doesn't love me. You know, 4 years of this nonsense, you'd be a little tired of some of it, so.
I'll help. I like the...
Give me some choices.
From favourites, I like the one where it's... Well, for the last time we were in a hotel, which nobody really twigged.
Yeah,
that was... The fact that we were in a hotel.
That was kind of sad.
That was funny, actually.
We had a great time with that.
The SBO and Echo Hawk show I quite liked. But nobody twigged them. We were in a hotel together, you know. It wasn't, you know, people... We were both in the same room.
Yeah. First time, you know, hanging out, you know, all that good stuff. I don't know, maybe I was too noisy, boisterous, annoying.
Well, you say that you did the show with Espio, the entire show of Espio. That was quite cool. The one with the Night's Guys was cool.
Oh, I love that. That has to be my favourite by far.
But also, it was probably my favourite show, is the one which I did with DC.
That was good, that would be close.
When we did the Secrets of the Universe.
Yeah.
Which I really want to bring back as a feature on the show. Yeah.
No, that's a close thing. I say my Knights guys, my Knights boys. They're all up in that. They're my favorite by far. And the vids that they did were
the
just
first
awesome.
Secret of the universe is that apples are actually made out of asbestos.
Ooh.
There we go. I've started back. Do you have a secret of the universe you want to share?
I couldn't. No.
You couldn't think of anything. You couldn't think of anything random on the spot. No,
I couldn't think of anything that would. No.
This is why I do the show, normally.
Yes, I know. I'm not that good yet. I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. Something. I don't know. Crazy doesn't rub off. Sorry.
uh, Ricky FLDMS says that his mom's doing it again.
Hmm.
Mom doesn't want to know. Oh yes, I've got a t-shirt and Valkyrie Chronicles.
Oh,
for him. What was gonna? How did you propose? I got down on one knee and asked the girl to marry me, and she was very nonplussed about the whole thing.
I'm never gonna get to live that down.
Hell no. Like, yeah, sure. Cool.
You had already sprung this. This wasn't exactly a surprise.
Yeah, but the whole hotel meal was the surprise, really.
I know, it was good, but I had a whole week to think about the whole thing, so it was kind of...
Yeah, but I didn't want to... Yeah, but I can imagine how long it would take you to organize getting a bag together. So,
oh, it took me 2 seconds. I just had to be bothered enough to throw some
things together. Anyway...
is going off again.
That's the end of that. And unless anyone else has any kind of thing else to say.
I guess that's it.
Oh, Ricky's going to starve to death in his room.
Aww, go feed yourself. Goodness gracious.
Wait till a bird flies past the window. And just sort of. Snatch your arm out and grab it, and then you've got to sort of feast on it before it can start sort of flapping around and putting feathers all over the place.
There you go.
There we go. Jace says your name's in the credits on the main Sonic Canon game, Epic Dude, and damn straight it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. I'm all there. Anyway, I think that's enough for the day, because we've done quite a long show.
Yes.
Quite a long show.
And I shut up for the most part for once.
you were kind of quiet.
It's your show, it's not mine, unless I'm not even really going to put it out there, but if they give me my show, I'll talk all they want, but until they come.
Yes. Anyway.
Keep quiet.
Let's get you back into my country first. Right, so coming up to end the show. We have Zero the Trace Master, Perfect Chaos Revival, and the theme of E102Y, as in Gamma.
Switch it.
And that's it. So, thank you for tuning in. I've been Archange UK. This has been...
Echo Hawk.
This has also been Radio Redux. And I will see you not next week.
Why?
I'm busy.
Okay.
I'm flying back.
No, not till the evening.
Yes, but I'm still kind of busy during the day.
Okay.
So there isn't one.
No.
There's one more show left this year, and that's when we're going to be playing the Rex Factor entries, okay? So that's coming up in 2 weeks' time, and we'll be revealing the judge and... the mystery fourth judge for the Rex Factor All Stars, and basically, it's all gonna be fun. Yeah. Earthfox says, "Shall I cover for you? Please do, Earthfox." So there will be a show next week, but it'll be one of Earthfox's amazing super duper Uber shows. And also, please listen in to whoever else is on SSR nowadays, and their shows on whatever day they broadcast them. So. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Oh.